My favorite philosopher is a guy named Mel Brooks, and he said, stand-up philosopher, and he said, tragedy is when I cut my finger. Comedy is when you fall down a sewer and die. And I think that says something about interesting about being people. It's a lot easier to laugh at other people's tragedies, and sometimes it's not so easy to laugh at your own. But I do stand-up comedy for a living. I'm like paid to laugh at things most people don't laugh at. And I got it honest. It's like my family tradition to laugh at everything. My 13th birthday, my father passed away. And I woke up, it was like Saturday morning cartoons and stuff. And my house is suddenly full of people. And it's my mom and my uncle, my dad's brother. And they tell me, and I'm bawling, you know? Like, my dad, for me, was, like, as kind as Mr. Rogers and cooler than Batman, you know? So it was, like, it was tough. And I cried for about 45 seconds when my Uncle Bill grabbed me by both shoulders. He's like, "Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy." Until I looked him right in the eyes, and he said, "A bear and a bunny rabbit are running through the forest." And they both see this shiny thing at the same time. They both grab it, and sure enough, poof, it's an honest-to-goodness genie lamp, right? And he's like, "This is the genie." He's like, "This is totally weird. This has never happened before. I'm going to give you both three wishes, bear. Why don't we start with you?" And the bear is like, "You know what? I want to be the greatest bear lover of all time. I want to be Bear Don Juan. I want to make every lady bear happy." You know? "It is done. You are Bear Don Juan. Bunny rabbit, your first wish." The bunny rabbit scratches his little bunny head and says, "I would like a helmet." But the genie's kind of like, "Well, that's kind of weird. You know, you could wish for anything, but you're, you know, a bunny rabbit with a helmet. Bear, what's your second wish?" It's like, "You know what? I want to be irresistible. It's not enough I can please the ladies. I want to be irresistible to the bear ladies. I want to be the hottest. I want to be Brad Bear Pitt, you know?" "Wish granted. You are Brad Bear Pitt. You are Bear Don Juan. Bunny rabbit, what is your second wish?" The bunny rabbit says, "I wish for a moped." The genie's like, "Okay, again, weird. Helmet makes more sense. Let's go." The bear is like, "You know what? I'm tired of screwing around with this." This is almost over, guys. "I'm tired of screwing around with this. I want to be the last man bear on earth. The lady bears want it. They got to come to this guy." Like, "Wish granted. You're Brad Bear Pitt. You're the last man bear on earth. Bunny rabbit, what is your wish?" And the bunny rabbit takes his little helmet, puts it on, tucks his ears through, gets on his little moped, takes off and says, "I wish the bear was gay." Thanks, Uncle Bill. So I laughed and then cried some more and whatever, you know. But that's how we learn to deal with tragedy. And for the most part, I've been lucky. I haven't had a lot of tragedy in my life. But I was in college, and I had an iguana die. And I know that on the scale of personal tragedy, there's like losing a dog, and then losing a gerbil, and then losing a lizard, and then being late for the bus, you know. But Spliff, that was her name, Spliff. Yeah, it was college. She ate a lot, didn't move much. It seemed appropriate. But she was with me all the time. At a leash, she'd sit on my shoulder. We'd go from place to place. It was kind of like, I was kind of like the Paris Hilton of lizards. I just had this thing. And anyway, she passed away. And it was like, it shouldn't have been, but it was heartbreaking, you know? And I'm like bawling, you know? And my Uncle Bill wasn't there to like grab me by the shoulders and tell me some joke. But my roommate, Matt, was driving me home from the vet. And he looked at me. And I'm crying there, clutching this 3-foot lizard, you know? And he says, "We should send Spliff to Valhalla." Which, I don't know if we have any practicing Vikings in the room, but the way you send somebody to Valhalla is you build a longship, and you put them in it, and you set it on fire, and send it out to sea. So I was like, that is a brilliant idea. So I gather everything I need to make a longship, which is like some logs and some lumber and 3 64-ounce bottles of private stock malt liquor. And the best was, you know, every longship needs a sail, and my best friend donated his black flag t-shirt to fly from the sail. And all day that day, I sat in Dorchester Circle, the circle in the middle of the campus, just drinking like a fish and building a longship for a dead lizard. And everybody's like, "What's going on?" So like the funeral is going to be at 7 p.m. And by the, like, word is spreading. This is like noon. I've started building the ship. I built it right to like 5:30. And by the time it forms, there's a funeral. We're taking it to Church Point, which is where the first Marylanders landed in St. Mary's College. And there's a funeral. It's like 70 people. And I've got 4 pallbearers carrying this, like, like it's a 5-foot, like, Viking lizard longship, you know? I found little sword-looking things to put in her hands, like a little warrior princess. and I am trashed. So it's like the pallbearers with the boat, and then me with the lizard, and then there's like 70 people, and more people are building, and we get down to Church Point, and I'm still drunk. I haven't sobered up at this point. And I'm like lighting the boat on fire, and I'm lighting, you know, she's a warrior, so I need to send her out right, so I'm like lighting off bottle rockets. And I'm doing it like this. I'm lighting them like this, and they're shooting over my shoulder. I'm like ducking, and they're exploding over the heads of the crowd. And so I'm going up, and I'm like thanking everyone. I'm like, I'm walking up and down the line of mourners, you know, lizard mourners. I'm like, I want to thank you for coming. I know you love Spliff. I know you cared about Spliff. I know she meant a lot to you, and you, as far as I can tell, meant a lot to her. And I make it down the line, right? And I'm at the very end of the line, and there's three people that I have never, ever seen, laid eyes on before. And I'm like, irate. I'm like, who are you? You didn't know Spliff. You didn't love Spliff. You're just here to see iguana meat burn. And I, like, chase them off of Church Point, which, by the way, is a public place. It'd be like me chasing you out of a Denny's, you know? Totally inappropriate. I chase them off, and the lizard continues to burn, and whatever. For years, I felt guilty about this. Like, oh, who are these people? So it's like 4 years later at graduation, and I'm at a party, like the night before graduation. I'm around this bonfire, and my friend Jonathan's girlfriend comes up to me, and she's like, Jim, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I was at your iguana's funeral. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, and she puts her hand on mine, and she says, no, you really moved me. And that's why I now raise iguanas. So you never know where you're going to find your happy place. For her, it was at a lizard funeral. And, you know, when I was a kid, it was easy to find the humor in tragedy, but sometimes when I miss it, the world is there to throw it right back in your face. But thanks a lot, and this one's for you, Spliff.